Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. And I have a returning guest because she is one of my all-time favorite people on earth, Lisa Copeland. Lisa, thanks for being back today.
Always, Sharon. Thank you for having me.
And I'm sure those of you that have been watching the podcast know Lisa is one of the top 100 women. I'd say she's one of the top 10 women in the automotive industry, and has incredible history in bringing Fiat back to the U.S., being the number one dealership in the world. A few years ago, she and I met at an event for Think and Grow Rich for Women in Austin, and then she made the decision to step out of the dealership she was in and really take on the mantle of teaching people about sales. And we had a podcast. The last one we did was about staying in your lane, because she was looking at doing sales as a general topic and writing a book on sales. And it was, you know, one of those things, when you know things get frustrating after a while, you need to like take a step back and say, you know, what's the answer? And so the last one we talked about was getting back into her lane, where her expertise is unparalleled and unmatched, and that's in the world of the auto industry. And we hadn't talked for about 3 or 4 weeks, Lisa, and we normally talk all the time. And I get this email from her where she says, I'm almost done with my book. And I'm going, which book? You've been going back and forth, and all of a sudden, in a month, you wrote your book. Tell us about this.
I did. Thank you. That's the reason you hadn't heard from me in 3 or 4 weeks, is I had my head down. I was writing a book, 188 pages and 40,800 words, which I know you can absolutely attest
to. Here it is. Here it is.
28 of them. Yes. Well, my gosh, what a journey. But you know, you're so right. And, you know, and I talked about it, I spoke about it on one of your other podcasts. And I talked about the fact that I had gotten some advice from a business coach. And they said, oh, you need to be everything to everybody. You're bigger than automotive. And I listened. Well, I didn't, you know, and for about a year, I just bounced around, and I didn't see the success that I knew that I should be having. And it's because I jumped out of my lane. And I'll tell you, Sharon, I'll never do it again. You know, if nothing else, it taught me that you have got to work in your lane, work in your expertise, and not try to be everything to everybody.
Well, but part of playing
big, I paid a lot of money for that advice too, I might add.
Yeah. Well, and part of that is, you know, when we talk about playing big, being the expert in your field, you already were, and you were trying to, you know, spread the field, and you were literally lessening your own authority in the field that you've already established yourself in. And when I talked about when I made the decision to play big, and lots of big doors started open because you make yourself open to the possibilities. And the same thing has happened to you. So I want you to update us all on the things that have happened since you made this decision the last time we got together on podcast.
Well, you know, you were a big part of, and somebody that I talk to when I need advice. And when I told you, I said, here's what I think I'm going to do. You said, you should have done that a long time ago. And I think you're being nice. Yeah. I think you're being nice right now and just not rubbing it in front of my face and in front of all your viewers. But I, you know, I'm going to take it because I hope it's a life lesson for somebody. And when I made the decision that I would go back 100% in the automotive industry, the doors flung open. iHeartRadio came to me and they said, there's never been a show done before by a woman automotive expert, a former car dealer, geared towards female consumers. So it's a call-in show, and we're launching on iHeart in Houston this Sunday. And then we start July 7th in the Austin market. And then we start August 3rd in San Antonio market. So some of the biggest markets in Texas for sure, but Houston's the fourth largest city in the U.S., and we're on the number one news station in Houston. So we know that there's a need for female consumers. And then the book, so we all decided that I needed to get a book out prior to the show. They said, you know, I mean, there's nothing better than to brand your authority than to have a book. And I said, oh, I have a book. I wrote a book before. And I said, I co-authored it about crushing mediocrity. And they were like, no, you need to write a book about your expertise. And my expertise is, you know, it's the automotive industry. And Sharon, you've said forever that, you know, you have a business if you solve a problem and you serve a need. And I feel like my book and my show solve a huge problem in the automotive space. Women hate to buy cars. They don't hate cars. And we certainly don't hate to shop. But what we hate is the experience.
So tell us a little bit about Car Buying Her Way. Share what people will find.
You know, it's really my story. It's 22 chapters. And, you know, and I weave in a lot of my stories, a lot of the things I learned about in business by being a car dealer. And then all the way through that, I give what I call buying hacks and business hacks, because I feel like that that a good consumer should be well educated. Because then at that point, you know, if you go into the dealership and you know exactly what you're looking for, you know what your trade-in's worth, you know what kind of financing you qualify for, you know what sort of term you want to put it on, then you're able to make a much less stressful buying decision because you already know what you want and nobody can pressure you into making a decision that you don't want. And I do want to say to everybody, you know, you were a contributor when it came to the financial piece of the book. And I really appreciate that, you know, being the leading financial authority in the world. I think it brings great value to the readers, you know, to have not only my perspective, but to have this perspective of Sharon Lecter. So thank you for that.
Well, you're very welcome. And it's all about collaboration, power of association, and supporting each other. You know, mm-hmm. We hear all the time that women don't support each other, and I just don't find that to be true. There was a time early on in my career where women didn't exactly help other women succeed, but I see that really changing today. And if there's a woman that's not helping other women, she's not going to last very long because it's all...
What does Margaret Thatcher say about them? There's a special place in hell for women who don't support each other.
Exactly.
Yes.
And, you know, and sometimes, you know, it's just important to take a step back and say, am I feeling good about what I'm doing? And when you were at that point where you were actually getting frustrated, and you have to take a step back and say, what's causing this frustration?
Yeah, exactly. And it was because I couldn't, and in fact, I do a morning show, and I was talking about the last couple of days. Now, to me, the momentum that myself and my team have going, it's almost overwhelming because it's going so far so fast. But I will take that any day of the week over feeling stuck. And I really did. I spent about a year, you know, I was consulting, I was speaking, you know, I was making a good living, but I wasn't walking in greatness, you know, and I was always wondering what's my next deal going to be? What's my next move going to be? Versus I know what my path looks like. I've set my own goals, and that's to be the leading authority, to be the number one authority and influencer when it comes to women purchasing cars. Like, it's just niche, right? It's very niche. I don't need to be the number one authority for financial or for shopping for anything else, you know, because then here I go again. It's all about being that number one authority when it comes to for female consumers in the automotive industry.
Well, and I have to, I'm very impressed. When we're together, somebody will say something about they just bought a car, and Lisa says, why didn't you call me? your depth of knowledge across the board for all cars. And
yes,
you were out here in January for my birthday, and we went to the Barrett Jackson together. And,
oh, you know. So fun. there was like 19 cars that I wanted you to buy you.
It's always so much more fun spending somebody else's money.
It really is. I will accept an invitation to go next year, and we will bring your checkbook. Although you had it this time. I don't think you found the right car.
No, I didn't this time. In fact, I kept looking for it. I want a 54 T-Bird the year I was born, but I'll keep looking. So tell me, you know, some of the lessons that you've learned in the last 5 months, other than just staying in your lane.
Oh gosh. It's really scary. No matter what endeavor you do, even though you know you were born for it, and I really believe I was born for this, it's still really frightful. It's the fear of rejection. So our first show is June 2nd. So I'm not sure when this will air, but the first show in Houston will be June 2nd on the number one news station at a prime call-in time. So like I'm laying awake right now and I'm like, what if nobody calls? And you're in the fourth largest city in America. So there's that. There's fear. There is that I'll get pushback from the industry itself. That's been a little fearful for me, you know. But I've been really surprised. In fact, the biggest dealer here in Austin, they've been in business 115 years. They own 7 stores. They are the largest car dealer. They've sold over 1 million cars in our town. And they came to me first and they said, we want to hold a book signing for you, the Coverts. And I said, you do? And they're like, we will buy every woman in Austin, Texas, who shows up on June 19th, our dealership, we will buy them a book. And I was like, but my book's going to show women how to save money and beat you up on the deal. And they're like, that's fine. We're all about it. We love that, you know, we're all about transparency. And number two, we want to support you. Well, where that just threw me for a loop is that they were my competitor for many, many years. My number one competitor, that automotive group. And we were not friendly back then. We were not unfriendly. We just weren't friendly. They were not friends of mine. I didn't know them.
Success. Huh? And for the people that may not have watched, and I'm not sure how much we got into this in the last interview, but even when you were a car dealer, you did things a little differently and a little, you know, you set the course and did what I call the why not do something differently. Talk about how you set up the showroom.
Yeah. You know, so I went back and I left for quite a while. I left the industry to raise my kids. And when I came back, I said, the only way I'm going to come back is if I can revolutionize the auto industry, if I can do something different. I don't want to come back and be just like every other Tom, Dick, and Harry, literally Tom, Dick, and Harry's in the country. And so I was a fashion major in college. And so I love to go to a great fashion show, but the best part of the fashion show is the finale. And it is when all the designers and the models and the designers come out and they walk the runway, they get the standing ovation, everyone's celebrating that collection for that season. And so I thought, why would we not do the same thing when delivering a car? That should be the best part of the entire shopping experience is when they get the keys to their brand new car. That's when you celebrate. Well, for those of you who have ever bought a car or know anything about the automotive industry, it's usually the time that the consumer says, give me my keys and let me get out of here. They're beat up. They're tired of negotiating. Not always, but sometimes I would say over 50% of the time, you know, it's kind of this, you know, between the sales professional and the customer. And so, you know, it doesn't usually make for a great experience. So I made the decision that we would celebrate the end of the car deal and that we would put the car on the runway and that the car would come down the runway and people could invite their friends to come and celebrate their new car. I'll tell you, it was one of my better marketing ideas because people would come, they'd bring their friends and then the friends would go, well, I'd like to have one of those cars or I'd love to be treated like this when I buy a car. So it was great. And it was really when social media was starting to get really, so this was in 2011. When social media was really starting to get some teeth. So, you know, people were tweeting and taking pictures on Facebook and sharing them out. And I could just see, you know, and people would just come by the dealership and they'd go, I just wanted to see this place. I saw it on Facebook. Unbelievable. So, yeah, I mean, that was just one of the many things. I was really committed to hire women and millennials, which is nobody wants those types of employees typically in the automotive industry. And I say that only because if you go look on the showroom floors, they don't employ them. So either that or the women and the millennials don't want to work at that dealership. It's one of the two. And so that being said, I was very intentional and, you know, and that upped the experience, you know, and so it just everything about it, it was a crazy moment in time. I don't know that I could even replicate it today, but I'm certainly glad that the big bet paid off.
Well, I've had the privilege of meeting some of the women that worked for you back in those days. And they absolutely adore you and talk about how you believed in them when nobody else would. So I think that's the greatest legacy and testament that somebody can have. And
thank you.
So you're elevating yourself to like the, you know, you already are the authority, but to be able to give this advice to women everywhere. Well, the radio show is going to be on iHeart, so people that don't even live in Texas can access it, right?
They can. It'll be on the iHeart podcast, so you can go download the iHeart app. and it'll be on there. And it's just, it's Buying Cars Her Way with Lisa Copeland. And then iHeart will be streaming it live. So we'll be streaming it. I'll be streaming it. Cars Her Way will be streaming it. iHeart will be streaming it. And the goal, fingers crossed, is at some point we would syndicate.
So. And I have no doubt that's going to happen. So that was going to be my next question. What's the future? So syndicated, and you're going to be able to impact women all over the, well, not just the country, anybody from around the world to find out. So yes, the answer is going to be by the book, but give us a couple of pointers as we close down this podcast from the book.
Yeah. Pointer number one, shop online before you go to the dealership. I'm not saying you have to pick out the car, but, you know, kind of have in mind what you're looking for, because emotions can run really high at the dealership. And there, I've seen it millions of times. I mean, I've done it to people, you know, you end up talking them into something and then later they have regrets. So that's number one. Number two, know your financial status before you go there. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you've got $400 in your budget, don't let somebody talk you into $600. It's either not the right car or it's not the right time.
And that goes back into that high emotion, low intelligence.
Yes.
Sharon,
we see it all the time, you know, and then people just start justifying, well, I guess I won't go out to lunch anymore. I won't eat Starbucks. I mean, that's almost like going on a diet and saying, I'm never going to have a cookie again. It lasts for a very short time. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're living with regret, and especially with something like a car, you're living with a huge financial burden.
And we want you to become masters of your money, not slaves. So
that's right.
That is making sure you understand and educate yourself and get the information you need before you go have that expense. Because, you know, at the end of the day, we all love our cars, but we want to make sure that we can enjoy them and not lose sleep overnight and be afraid somebody's going to come repossess it. So make
sure. Oh, it's a terrible feeling.
Use the advice. And this has just been released like 2 weeks ago, right?
Yes. And we released as the top bestseller in automotive. So I think that we were the tallest midget on Amazon, but I had to say that to you at least.
Of course you did. Of course.
I'm not sure that we will do 30 million, books.
Well, I'm excited for you, and I can't wait. You're going to have probably a hard time even getting in contact with you once you're this big celebrity on your syndicated car. The name of the show is?
Cars Her Way with Lisa Copeland on iHeartRadio. So again, they turn it into a podcast. So if you go to iHeart and download the app on your phone, you can find it now. We actually have 6 podcasts up.
Well, fantastic. That's wonderful. Yep. And everybody, please sign up for the Play Big Movement private Facebook group, because Lisa's going to hold on for a few minutes and we're going to do another shorter interview to include there. And make sure you sign up and join us there. Lisa, thank you so much. I miss you. Hopefully we'll see each other very soon.
I hope so too.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.